It's 28 to 8 on RN Breakfast. Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
News about Cozzy on the evening grand final.
Look, a great grand final eve story. This news forward slash speculation that that one of St Kilda's talisman players, in fact, Justin Kaczynski, might be carrying a broken rib into the game tomorrow. No confirmation from the club, and you wouldn't expect it. You can expect that plenty of Collingwood types will be doing their best to confirm
it. Knees in the rib early on in the game, I'd say, just to test it.
Well, if the rumour is right, he's going to need a jab before the game ahead of all those jabs in the game, Fran. And that, apparently the big fella whose own ability to smash a rib or two makes him a very important player for the Saints sustained the injury in the preliminary final last weekend, and there's certainly plenty of footage from that game of him copping a right old whack in the bread basket. And if that's the case, the Saints have probably done well to keep it a secret up until now. Whatever, it all adds a lot more zing to tomorrow's game, which already had a fair bit of it, courtesy of history, and also a few selection eyebrow raises last night. St Kilda, as we've heard, not won a premiership since Barry Breen's fabled wobbly behind in 1966, has picked Stephen Baker for his first game since he was suspended back in June. The boy from South Colac is regarded as a spiritual leader at Moorabbin. His inclusion, though, means ruckman Ben McAvoy, who's played 18 games this year, is the hard luck story. Two hard luck stories at Collingwood, Simon Prestigiacomo and Leon Davis in, Nathan Brown and Tyson Goldsack out. Now, for the record, Collingwood has not won a granny since 1990, from which game they gave us one of the game's enduring jokes. Who kicked five goals in the 1990 grand final? Answer, Essendon. The Maggies, though, have lost two since then, while St Kilda, of course, lost last year's. I should add, there's plenty of speculation around that there could be changes before the fabled first bounce on the last Saturday in September tomorrow. Collingwood coach Mick Malthouse has told his three emergencies to turn up ready to play. All will be revealed tomorrow, arvo, I guess. And today it's the traditional grand final parade through the streets of Melbourne. In rugby league tonight, a huge game in Brisbane, the first preliminary final of the NRL season. Now, both sides are going north for the match. The Chooks a bit further than the Gold Coast Titans. Eastern Suburbs is looking to carve out a rare place in history, the first side in ages to go from Wooden Spoon to the premiership. The Titans have probably got three goals, obviously, to win their first premiership, to give Matt Rogers and possibly Preston Campbell the perfect send-off into retirement. And, of course, there's a third one to keep the Gold Coast Suns, the new AFL team, in their place. And tomorrow, St George plays the West Tigers. There's a great photo in the SMH today, a former Socceroo coach and player, Graham Arnold, helping Benji Marshall with his goal-kicking ahead of the game. And to the round ball game proper, two A-League games tonight. The first over there, Wellington playing host to North Queensland, then a beauty, first against third, Adelaide United against Perth Glory. And happily for United, they will have their talented youngster Matthew Leckie available, despite his selection in the Young World Game Aru side for the Asian Under-19 Championships in China next month. Now to these pesky Commonwealth Games, and depending on to whom you're speaking, everything is either hunky-dory or everything is on the cusp of disaster. The BBC published some pretty sordid photos on its website last night, dirty beds, shoddy workmanship and so on. But Australian Com Games guru Perry Crosswhite says he's been in the village and he can't see what all the fuss is about. In cricket, England has picked its squad for the Ashes Tour, and Monty Panesar is back as the second spinner to Graham Swan. And in case you're wondering, yes, Kevin Peterson is there, along with the rest of England's South African-born contingent. Not a great career move to be an English-born wicketkeeper or a top-order batsman at the moment. And in basketball, Australia has made a great start to its World Championships defence. The Opals have beaten Canada 72-47. Big Loz, Lauren Jackson, and Big Christy Harrow, a top scorer for the Australians with 13 points apiece. I'll be back with more sport on Monday, Fran, and I guess we'll have plenty of ribbing either of St Kilda people or Collingwood people.
Enjoy the big game. Good on you, Warwick.
Good on you.
2:10 tomorrow afternoon, I think, is a ball up at the grand final at the MCG. It's 24-8 on RN Breakfast. Michelle Grattan up next.